guys, what's popping? Welcome back to This Urban Life. So in this episode, I'm going to be narrating some of my most traumatic experiences. I think as far as the talk of traumatic experiences go, we experience traumatic experiences almost every single day, and they are never going to stop. So the pieces of stories I'm going to be narrating in this episode are the most traumatic I have experienced yet. So let's get started. So the story or the experience I'm going to be narrating first is a very, you know, the most traumatic. I mean, it deserves the first place. And by the time I end this first segment of my episode, you're also going to think that it was really frightening that I put it on the number one on my list. So this one happened not in the city where I live right now. It happened in a place where I went for the very first time, and it was out of the country. It was in Dubai. So I was on a family vacation in Dubai, and it was like, I was really excited, you know, who wouldn't be, like, when you're going outside, like abroad for the first time. And that too, like, Dubai is an awesome place, I think. I think I should make a podcast episode, you know, narrating the whole trip later someday. But it happened like 2 years ago, but like, memory of that incident, I can't erase from my mind. So those of you who have went to Dubai or you know something about it, about the city, so what happened is that we all know that Dubai is famous for its shopping mall, its pomp and splendor, its parties and all. So it is very normal for any visitor or any tourist to first visit the Dubai malls. So I went to a mall called the Dubai Mall, and it is like the largest mall in Dubai. And it was just a street across my hotel. That means you just had to cross a road to get to the mall. And like, I really like this fact that it was so near, so I can get, you know, like we could go anytime. So it was like around 8 or 9 p.m. according to the Dubai time. And we were coming back from the mall to the hotel. And, you know, the road system and the traffic system, the lights and all, they are so different from India in Dubai. So you just have to, like, press a button and then you have to wait. And basically, like, everyone knows how systems, you know, different road systems are like. And they're, like, signals if you have to walk or you have to wait. So when we were reaching the, you know, the traffic signal where we had to cross the road, it was showing that we can walk. I mean, it showed the green light, and I, like, everyone around me, they started running. So, you know, when you experience excitement around you, you yourself get excited. So I thought that if I run, I could, you know, cross the street also, like, easily. So not surprisingly, I ran like everyone else was doing. And what happened, like, what made this moment really traumatic was when I exactly ran, it was like, I was in the middle of the street, and at the same moment, I fell. And, you know, it's like, you may think that it's a very, you know, hilarious, it's very funny that you go to some, you go abroad and you just, fall down on the road. It's like, it is very embarrassing to narrate, but still it's traumatic. Now, why it gets traumatic? I fell on the road. That means in the middle of the street. What happened is that at the same moment, the red light, that means the red light for the cars across the whole road where they had to, you know, pass the street where I was crossing, that went green. So, you know, Dubai is a place, you know, where rich people live, and they have sports cars like Maserati, Lamborghinis, Ferraris and all, and they are like so high speeding cars. So I was like really I did not know what to do at the moment. I just, like, I did not get up. I just, you know, laid on the road. I did not know, my legs were not working, something like that. And, you know, it's not basically the fault of your limbs, it's the fault of your brain. Like, the brain stops functioning, and it's kind of like a reflex action, like do or die. And the people who were passing by me, not my family, but some, like, strangers, they did not even help me. So that is really rude, and I did not know. So I did not notice that at the moment, and my family told me, like, there were strangers who did not help me. And At the moment, I was just focusing on the cars, and I could literally not move anything, and I did not, you know, see right across the street. I was looking at the cars who were, like, about to come by. Like, just the matter of time, one of my family members came back from, like, they had crossed the road. They came back, they picked me up, and, like, in the end, I bruised my knee. And I bruised my hand, like the upper part of my hand. And there is like a permanent scar, which will remind me of this incident with every passing day. And like literally, I can never forget this. Like you go abroad for the very first time of your life and you just fall on the road. Like what kind of person is that who falls in the middle of the road? But you know, that happened. I was wearing some kind of like a skirt, I guess. So that's why my foot got trapped and in the foldings of it, and I just fell on the road. That's number one. You may think it's very funny, and it's like not very traumatic. I mean, it's like a mix of traumaticness and traumaticness. Is that even a word? Whatever. And you know, hilarious, like really hilarious. But you know, it is traumatic for the person who herself has experienced it. So I hope you find this traumatic as well. Moving on to the next story. Now that I've started thinking about, you know, my most traumatic experiences, I overall think there are many. So I just want to put like maybe three in this episode, so I should like narrate it really fast. So this happened again on a trip, but like I was visiting the hill station of Nainital. So there is a, you know, like, it's a site called, it's basically a tourist place called the Cave Gardens, and you can easily ask any, you know, bypasser or the locals of the Nainital that where are Cave Gardens, and, you know, they'll tell you, obviously. So, what happened there, it's like a very, you know, natural, very peaceful, serene kind of place where there are nine to eight different caves. I don't know like the exact number, I don't remember the exact same number, but it's like 8 to 9 caves, and then there are you know, different animals. I mean, first there is like a leopard cave, you know, leopard cave, and then there is a panther cave, I guess, and then there's a fox cave, then it, you know, goes on reducing the size of the animal, and there's porcupine cave, and then it just reduces. So it is, first of all, I have to warn you, it is not a place for fat people. I mean, no offense, but you can't pass through the, you know, narrow ridges of the cave or something. And I visited one cave, and that was the tiger cave, like the biggest one of all. So it was like very steep. There were stairs, like, it was not, like, any remote, you know, just, like, a cave. It was made for tourists. So, there was, like, a stair which led down into a, like, whole, like, cave. And if you look into your right or left sides, there was, like, it was all black. I mean, I think there were, like, holes there also. But I could not see as there was, like, no light. So, I went down the stairs. And there, you know, it was, like, a natural, you know, normal average width. I think fat people can also do that. Again, I'm very sorry for using the term fat people, but you get that. Healthy people, I can say. So you have to visit this cave if you're very adventurous, because the thing I'm going to tell you next is probably gonna scare you, and you would not want to go that unless you are a, you know, nature lover or basically a wildlife lover, you can say. So there you had to pass the cave and all. So a couple of us, like, it was again a family trip, so a couple of us could not go, including me. Like, I was really scared. I was like not fat or anything, I'm not fat or anything, but still I was afraid, and I'm not like those that much adventurous that I can, you know, move through like many narrow, steep caves who were built for animals like porcupines. So I visited the tiger cave. I did not like that, and it was, you know, very slippery as well, because there was water flowing from somewhere. Also, it was like all natural, it's really beautiful. So I, like, couple of us, we sat outside in the sense that we exited the cave, And then we, like, there was, like, a bench and sitting area, so we went there. And the caves were, like, all in a sequence. That means first you go to a tiger cave, then the panther cave, and then there's, like, some sort of a break. And then you continue to the porcupine and all, fox and all. So, a couple of us came outside. We did not like there. That there, so we came outside and there was this man. I think he was one of the facilitators or something of the guides, I think, or the security guard. So he was sitting and he was, like, you know, watching something on his mobile phone. So we sat next to him, and then one of us asked him whether, you know, like, the natural habitants of that place, that means the tiger, the leopards and all, whether they do come, you know, visit the caves or they stay in the caves. So first of all, he did not say anything. I mean, he was like, no, it was all, they're all barriers and no one, like, it's very high and, like, no one can jump. But it's, like, kind of obvious that leopards, they, like, really nice jumpers, so they leap from even the greatest heights. So we, like, again prompted the guard to, you know, the man to give us some information at least. So then what he did, he said, like, come here, I'll show you something. And he opened his mobile phone, he opened, like, WhatsApp, and then he pulled out a video. And in that video, there was, like, a leopard in a house, okay? And, like, leopard was coming inside a house, and then it snatched the dog. You know, like, leopards and wild animals, like tigers, they really love to eat dogs in hilly areas. So the leopard just snatched the dog away from its leash and then went away. So we were, like, very surprised, and we knew that, like, these kind of thing happens, but we never saw, like, a video, and it was, like, CCTV footage. So we asked, like, oh, why are you showing us this? So then he told that this footage is actually the footage of the house, you know, behind the whole Cape Gardens. So it was, like, a moment of speechlessness for us. We could not comprehend what he just said. So he said that this CCTV footage is actually from the house behind this garden, and basically he was indirectly saying that the leopard could have been in one of the caves. So it was like we were not able to move ourselves for the next 5 seconds or so, and that much shock and I don't know, traumaticness or distress, frightness, I don't know, like, so many adjectives at that time. And kind of excited in a way also, but obviously not. That was not it. There was also a possibility that the leopard is not in any cave, but there is, like, a greater chance that it was in one of those caves. So, and it was like the video of the previous night of that day. So it was really shocking and surprising. So what we did, we called out for our, you know, the rest of the group. And we asked them, like, come aside. We did not want to alert the, you know, the rest of the tourists. They were, like, enjoying it. So, actually, there weren't many. Like, we were there and one more group. And I think that group had already completed its expedition of the caves. So, we called the rest of our group and we told them, like, come aside. We are going to tell you something. And then we moved them towards the entrance of the whole garden. And then we said that we narrated the whole story, and then they were like, really? They did not express their fear at first, and then when we, you know, went back into the car, they said, like, really, is that true? And they were, like, very frightened by this, and like, you know, the most adventurous people are maybe, you know, in some place they are, you know, fearful. They're not always fearless, I just have to say this. And yeah, so I basically ate up all the time. It's like 14 minutes right now of this whole segment, and I can only narrate like two of the traumatic experiences. So I'll try to make another episode. If you guys like this one, I'll try to make a part two of this, and hope you guys enjoyed this. I really love narrating my most traumatic experiences, and I would love to do it once again. So share this with whoever you can and spread love and joy, spread positivity. So yeah, peace out. See you next time next week.